This is a follow-up note. History. This is a pleasant 44-year-old female with a history of lupus. Her lupus was diagnosed about 8 years ago when she presented with arthritis, rashes, and thrombocytopenia on a positive ANA. She denies ever having a history of renal, cardiac, pulmonary, or neurological disease from her SLE. Currently, her only complaint is some mild pain on her right shoulder with abduction, which is chronic. She denies any other arthritis symptoms. She denies any oral ulcers, Raynaud's and serositis symptoms, and rashes and photosensitivity, chest pain, shortness of breath, or abdominal pain. She does admit her mild alopecia. She denies having any history of any thrombotic events. Recently, she was found to have elevated LFTs on her blood work, for which she has an appointment with GI. Past medical history. SLE and polyps. Medications. Metformin, Aleve, and Pepcid. Social history. She denies tobacco use or alcohol. Allergies. No known drug allergies. Physical examination. Vital signs. On exam, she appears of stated age, in no acute distress, with a blood pressure of 110/72. HEMT, she has a mild malar flush, with no oral ulcers or lymphadenopathy. Lungs, clear to auscultation laterally. Heart, normal S1, S2. Extremities, there is no evidence of synovitis, rash, or peripheral edema. Assessment. This is a 44-year-old female with systemic lupus erythematosus. Plan. 1. At this time her SLE appears stable and I would recommend to continue clinical surveillance. 2. The patient is reluctant to restart plaquenil therapy at this time, for her SLE and the risks and benefits of this were discussed with the patient. 3. She has elevated LFTs of unclear etiology, although she does have a low titer positive smooth muscle antibody. 4. She is due to follow up with GI, and I have told her to discontinue using NSAIDs if she does not need it. 5. She is to return to the office in 2 months for follow-up visit. I have also recommended use of sunscreen during the summer, since UV light may trigger SLE. 6. Diagnosis, treatment, and adverse effects of all medications were discussed with a patient at length, and all questions were answered.